Hello and welcome to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sagima Bay, and I'm your host, Craig Wells, and we are having an incredible day today. Let's just go ahead and jump right into this world, into this word, right out of the world. I want to read something to you out of John chapter 17. This is Yeshua speaking. He says, "But now I am returning to you. So, Father, I pray that they will experience and enter into my glorious delight in you." I love this. Think about that. Yeshua is praying for me and you that we will experience and enter into the glorious delight that Yeshua has with the Father and that the Father has with Yeshua. Talk about blessed hope. So that it's fulfilled in them and overflows more abundantly than they could ask or wish or think. I love this part. "I've given them your message." This is why the unbelieving world hates them. "For their alliance is no longer to the world, because I am not of the world. I'm not asking you to remove them from the world, but I'm asking you to guard their hearts from evil, for they do no longer belong to this world, no more than I do. Your word is truth, so make them holy by the truth. I have commissioned them to represent me, just as you, Yahweh, has commissioned me to represent you. And now I dedicate myself to them as a holy sacrifice, that they will be live fully dedicated to God and be made holy by your truth." See, it's the holy of God's truth that makes you and me holy, not ourselves. I love this part. I want to go into this for a moment. "For their alliance is no longer with the world." I want that to soak in. I don't want you to get religious about it. "Oh, God, my alliance is no longer with the world. I can't go out to the mall and shop for dresses. That's worldly. Or I can't watch football." I knew someone who was like, "Oh, I don't watch football no more." Why? It's worldly. No. "My alliance is no longer with the world" is a heart condition of, "I'm completely submerged and joined in Yeshua, and I'm a Christ child, a Christ son or daughter, a Christ man or woman at all times. Not walking in the arrogance or pride of religion, but also not walking in the stupidity of the flesh. I'm walking and knowing who I am in Christ Yeshua. My alliances have changed. I'm an ambassador." See, the ambassador comes to America, right? If you live in America, I live in America. And he goes and enjoys the full benefits of America. But he's not of this country. He is representing the country he comes from. But he is representing the honor of the country he comes from. Therefore, he walks in the etiquette and the integrity of the honor of the country he comes from in the light of that which is before him. That's who we are. So it's not that I don't go shopping at the mall, or I don't go, bowling, or I don't go watch a football game, or I don't hang out with my friends because I'm not of the world. No, that's religious hogwash. Jesus hung around the sinners and publicans to show us. He was showing that I'm not of this world, but I am in the midst of it. And that which I bring in the midst of it is a portation of where I come from. I am an ambassador of heaven. See, because of the blood covenant of Yeshua Christ and your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, I am no longer in alliance with the world. But I live here and I will enjoy the fruits of this world and the righteousness and integrity of me being an ambassador of heaven. Come on, get this in your spirit. Get out of religion. I represent that which is Christ. You represent that which is Christ. So that light that I have inside of me shines wherever I go, whoever I'm with, whatever I'm doing. It may be darkness all around me, but I am the light in the midst of the darkness. I'm not partaking of the darkness. I'm not sitting here doing the things that they're doing. But on the same hand, I'm not shunning myself away and being a light that's hidden my house. I'm an ambassador with a proud badge of honor. Christ lives here I'm the representation of Christ. Think of that. Think of this. I love this. Let me read this other part to you in John chapter 17. He says this himself. This is Yeshua speaking. He says, for their alliance is no longer to the world because I'm not of this world. I'm not asking that you remove them from the world. He's not saying, hey, go hide in a hut. He said, but I ask that you guard their hearts from evil, for they no longer belong to this world, no more than I do. Your word is truth, so make them holy by your truth. I have commissioned them. I love this. This is Yeshua speaking about you and me. I have commissioned them to represent me, just as you commissioned me to represent you. And now I just dedicate myself to them as a holy sacrifice. Listen to this. I dedicate myself to them as a holy sacrifice so that they may live as fully dedicated to God and be made holy by the truth. Who's the truth? Yahweh, Yeshua, the Holy Spirit is the truth. Therefore, I have been made holy by the sacrifice that Christ did, and he dedicated himself to the sacrifice to me. Therefore, I am free. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. Therefore, my alliance is not to the earth. That doesn't mean I don't go to Walmart and buy something. That doesn't mean I don't go to Burger King. I don't go wherever. I'm living in this world, but I'm not worldly. I'm of the righteousness of God. I'm in the joy of the Holy Ghost. I'm being a light. Like Yeshua was invited to all these people's houses and leaders and captains. None of them were Christians. None of them were righteous. And he sat with them and ate with them and delighted with them as he shone forth the light and the glory of himself as an ambassador. Now he says, I send you into the world as an ambassador. Why? Because your alliance is not to the world. Your alliance is to God. I love this part. For the very glory you have given me, I have given them, so that they will be joined together as one, and they can experience the same unity that we will enjoy. You fully live in me. He's talking to Yahweh. Now I fully live in them. Here is the dimensional experience. Yahweh fully lives in Yeshua. Yeshua fully lives in us, and we fully live in them. Come on. Why? So that we may experience perfect unity in Christ and that the world will be convinced that Jesus was sent. For they will see that you love each and every one of them with the passionate love that you have for me. Yahweh is wanting to show forth the love that he has for Jesus inside of you, that the world may see the love of God. Come on, give this into your spirit. That we are in alliance with Yahweh, Yeshua, and the Holy Spirit. Our residence is here in the natural realm and in the heavenly realm. It's in heaven, in the spirit realm. I'm a dual citizenship. I have a natural realm experience in the earth and a heavenly realm experience in heaven through Christ Yeshua. So do you. As soon as Jesus came into your heart, he says it, I and Yahweh, Holy Ghost, lives inside of you and you live inside of them. The kingdom of God is in you and you are in the kingdom of God and Jesus is inside of you, ruling and reigning. My alliance is of and from God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of the Lord. Father, thank you for this. Well, once again, this is Sigma Bay. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button, the join button, or click the us as favorite. Send this to a friend, whether around the corner or around the world. Thank you for sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with all those loved ones that you know. Well, once again, I love you. You are so beautiful. I'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.